so much for listening to another episode of Social Blend. If you hear me throughout the podcast going like this, I'm sick again. It's disgusting. I'm over it. I can't take it. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened, how I got sick again. So the first time I got sick, I took care of it. I went to my doctor. I got antibiotics. Thank you, Dr. Paula. You know, she got me all well again, and it was, you know, fine. I was fine after that. So now in the midst of all this, my sister also gets sick, and she's on antibiotics too. Now, she doesn't like taking pills, so every time she would take the antibiotics, she would be freaking out, screaming, yelling, crying. She can't take it. You know, it's all in her head, but whatever. So, after a week, she stopped, freaking out. We thought. And we're like, oh my God, great, you're taking the pill. She's like, yeah. Okay? She confesses to not taking the pills. When? After I am sick and coughing like a maniac all over again. I'm on another set of antibiotics. My doctor was like, I cannot really give you this. Like, I usually do not give two sets of antibiotics. Like, this is nuts. I'm like, tell my sister to take her stupid pills. So, you know, I'm just worried about me. I'm on the antibiotics again, so I am feeling much better, but I'm still not 100% there yet. So hopefully by this weekend, I'll be fine. I've been on it for the past 3 days, so we'll see. But it's horrible. I mean, it's not all her fall because it's also not great out right now. It's nasty. It's the winter. But as I talk to you, I'm overlooking my backyard filled with snow right now. We have snow falling on us right now, and I'm over it. I am, especially because I didn't get out of work today. If I did, I would have said, you know, snow's great, but right now I'm not loving the snow. I also got snow all in my car because I went to open the door and I accidentally clicked the windshield wipers and it wiped all the snow in my car. I can't win. But it does look nice right now. Snow does look beautiful once it hits the ground and it looks, you know, pretty until everyone starts driving in it and walking in it, and then it looks like this nasty black slush. Like, it's gross. But right now, I will say it does look pretty nice. And, you know, I love how it goes on the trees and just stays there for a quick second. But other than that, I don't want it. I do not want it. But whatever. This weekend, I was in Seattle. And I had a lot of fun there. Seattle was kind of Jersey. Like, here it's cold right now. Winter. It also recently just snowed there, and they said they don't even get snow over there, so they were all shook. And they don't know how to plow. Like, they don't have plowing companies like we do, like I do here in Jersey, because they don't get it that often, so why would they have it? So there is all this ice all over the streets because they don't have plowing people like that. So I was just like, this is nuts, guys. Like, what do you mean? Like, this is what you guys do? So, yeah, I stayed in Kirkland. My friend lives there. And then, you know, I only had the weekend. So I just did, Kirkland, downtown. And then one full day, I went to the city of Seattle. And that was nice. Downtown Seattle's very nice. It's a tiny town, guys. It's not as big as we all think. I got it done in less than a day. I was out of there. I got there early in the morning, and I was out by, 4. I left the city because I was I'm done. There's nothing else to see. It was awesome, though. It's just so... It's different. It's not I'm trying to think how to say this. It's It was definitely a different type of city. So, you know what? It's like New York and San Francisco thrown together and mixed around. And, like, you get Seattle, Washington. It's clean, but it's not. It's very, like, mountains. Like, you are on a mountain. The city is a mountain, you know? So, it's like, you don't know, but the elevation is so crazy going up. What else? So, the difference is, like, between any type of city and Seattle is that, number one, it's very expensive to live. Well, no, that's everywhere. But there are dogs everywhere, guys. Like, you could go to Target. You could go to a bar. You could go to restaurants, and you will see a dog. I loved it. There's dogs on every corner you go. I was, like, in love. I'm like, this is amazing. Like, you could just watch dogs all day long. I was looking for pugs. I didn't find any pugs because I had pugs. But, yeah, it was, like, really, really cool to see that. So, while I was in Seattle, I went to the Space Needle, which is something that everybody must do when they go there. It's, like, one of their... It's almost like a tradition. Like, you go to Seattle, you're going to the Space Needle, you know, to see it. If you don't know what the Space Needle is, it's that huge, huge, huge needle in the air, I guess that's what you would call it. And once you're up there, like, there's no, like, the floors are all glass. So when you step on, it's just, it's crazy. Everyone, when I was there, people were freaking out. They were like, I can't do it. I can't do it. And their friends were like, just do it. It's fun. Come on. It was just, I loved it though. It was, like, cool to do that. I loved, like, being on a high. And so, like, stepping on that glass, it was, like, such a high. Cause I was like, holy shit, my ass is overweight. Will this break? Like, you know? And yeah, I enjoyed it. And then you could go on top and you could see the whole entire city from there, all the way on the top of it. It was awesome. So the only thing I would say, it's a little pricey. It's like $35 to do it. And you're only there for like 10 minutes. I mean, you could be there for as long as you want, but like, there's nothing to do there. It's like, there's some food and, you know, you could just sit and look, but that's it, you know? So I was there for like, I think 20, 25 minutes taking pictures, just looking at the city. It was cloudy and rainy, and Seattle's known for that, being cloudy and rainy almost all the time. Probably I would say the summer it's nicer, but yeah, it was still beautiful though. It was still so nice. What else? So while I was there, I went to the Pike Place Market. That was awesome because the Pike Place Market, they have like everything. Here I am with the coughing. Yeah, so they have anything you want there. They have pastries, they have just fruits and vegetables, they have fish that they like toss in your face. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Why is this fish getting tossed in my face? They have flowers. You could get flowers. You could get just anything you want. And then, like, at a Pike Place Market, it's, like, across the street, there's all these other stores there. So, one thing I learned about Seattle is that Starbucks is everywhere. Starbucks is everywhere in Seattle, okay? Starbucks equals... No, Seattle equals Starbucks. Seattle is Starbucks. Starbucks is a Seattle. Guys, this place is filled with Starbucks all over the place. And I feel like that's all everyone knows over there. That's all they know. They don't know Dunkin' Donuts, our beloved Dunkin'. They don't know that. Like, they have no idea what that is. They're brainwashed into loving Starbucks. And it was very crazy to see that on every corner you would go to, there's a Starbucks. But I got Starbucks anyway, because what else was I gonna get? They literally have this market. And then also there at Starbucks, in Seattle, you will see the first Starbucks ever right across the street from Pike Place Market. And they have the old logo. So everything is like how it used to be. So that was really cool to see. If the line wasn't so long, maybe I would have went there to grab something, but the line was out the door all the way down the street. I was like, no, I'm not doing this. But I mean, I guess it was nice to see. I'm not really a Starbucks fan, but if I was, and if you are, once you, when you go to Seattle, that's really cool to see. And the logo is like totally different now than what it used to be. But also, what else? Oh my gosh, the best place. Okay, so I love cheese. I love cheese. Like, I'm not obsessed with it. Like, I don't like melted cheese. Like, those, you ever watch those food porn videos and they're like pulling the cheese? And I don't like all that. That's too much. But cheese, I do love. Like, you know, if I have wine, I love to have, oh, I punched the mic. You know, if you have wine, you have cheese. And, you know, I just love the different taste of cheese. It's so, like, fascinating to me. But anyway, so they have this place called Betcher's Homemade Cheese. They make the cheese right in front of you. It was awesome to watch, even though it was a little nasty. And then I ate there for lunch. I decided to eat there because I was, like, you know, and then plus I was recommended by my friend that they have, like, really good mac and cheese, which it was really good, but not hot. Once it got cold, I was like, this is good, but maybe it's just my taste buds. I don't know. I also got their grilled cheese. So I got their grilled cheese and then their mac and cheese. It was, like, all cheese. It was, oh my gosh, my poor stomach. But I loved it. It was awesome. And then they have, like, free samples. So, like, you could go there and just grab all these samples of cheeses. And they have, like, a few there. And I don't know if they change it throughout the day, like, different cheeses. But when I went in there, I was like, I don't think I've tried this cheese. Like, they added another cheese. But Flagship, that's what it's called, is the best cheese I've ever tried. And it's there. It's so good. So if you're there, if you go to Seattle, go to Belcher's Cheese Place and you will find amazing cheese and tell them to try that sample of Flagship Cheese. I loved it. Also, when I was there in Seattle, it's very expensive for an Uber. I almost threw up when I saw that for a 5-minute drive, it was like $40. So I decided to walk everywhere as I went and I did like 30,000 steps. My watch was like going crazy with all these medals that I got. And it was just, I was like, all right, good. Now I could eat all day long and none of these calories will count. But overall, it was a great trip. I believe I'm going to go back in the summer because I want to climb Mount Rainier. I think that's what it's called. Mount Rainier. But, like, in the summer, because even though it's the summer, you're still going to see, like, snow. But it'll be nice outside, and there's going to be, like, you know, grass, and it'll just look way nicer than what it would have when I went recently. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. Also, today is Love Your Pet Day. Or, no, Wednesday was Love Your Pet Day. Okay, secretly, I do this podcast on Wednesday nights, guys. I just told the truth. I do this on Wednesday nights. So I got confused. But yeah, so Love Your Pet Day. So I love my little babies, Winston and Chloe, my two pugs. They're gonna turn 2 and 3 in the next few months. This is crazy. Like, I can't believe I've had them for this long. Chloe, our little baby, turns 2 this weekend on Saturday, the 24th. No, the 23rd. She turns 2 years old. We are so blessed to have her in our life. She is such a snug bug, and she is just so cute, and she just loves to love. She gives you kisses when you don't even want it. And she is just so, she's such a sweet little girl. She is so sweet. I love Chloe, my little pug. She, I can't. She's just so loving. Because Winston, on the other hand, is like a mofo. Like, he is a true Aries, okay? Winston is an Aries like me. He is a true Aries. We like to be left alone, and we will decide when we want to love on our terms. And that's truly, truly how he is. And I understand him, but the rest of my family thinks he's an asshole because when he does not want love, he, like, growls. And they're like, you're horrible. And I'm like, you don't understand him. But yeah, so we love them anyway. They are our obsession. We are obsessed with them. And also, if you guys want to follow them, they have Instagram accounts at MyPugWinston and at MyPugChloe with a K. So you guys can follow them on Instagram. They're there. Also on Facebook, it's MyPugWinston, but I think I'm going to combine them on Facebook and just have one Facebook for them. So I think I'm going to change the name for Winston's and Facebook. But for now, that's what it is if you want to go follow them. They, you know, have great photos. You could see their little lives that they live. Very bougie. I feel like they are definitely like Beverly Hills dogs. They would love it there. But, so yeah, and I hope, you know, everyone has a great Love Your Pet Day, because our pets are truly amazing. But what's not amazing is our topics today. They're insane. We're going to go right off and talk about Khloe Kardashian and Tristan. They broke up. I don't know his last name, nor do I give a shit. They broke up, and it was because some crazy shit went down. So allegedly, we don't know all the inside scoops yet, but it looks like Jordan, which is Kylie's best friend, she's on every Snapchat, everything you see of her. It looks like her and Tristan hooked up and shit went down, because, yeah, that's some crazy shit. So, we don't know all the shit. We don't know everything about the story yet. We just know that, like, this might have happened, this might have not, but Kim Kardashian did unfollow both Tristan and Jordan. So, I mean, that kind of confirms it, but I never like to dwell into the, you know, I never like to go into the tabloids, because I've learned from my really good friend who is a celebrity that never listen to the tabloids unless it's coming out of my mouth. So, I always listen to Lady Gaga when she said that. My homegirl. So we'll keep this updated for you guys. But what is true about a recent breakup is my homegirl Lady Gaga. Poor thing. She and her fiance Christian broke off their engagement this weekend. Reports saying that just sometimes love doesn't stick all the time. And, you know, that's really sad. I'm really saddened about this. But at the same time, everyone's, like, obsessed with, like, oh my gosh, now she could get with Bradley Cooper. Which I'm all for. But, you know, it still must hurt her. This is her second engagement broken off. And if anyone has watched her documentary, Gaga 5'2", in the documentary, you could hear her saying, like, you know, when I sold 10 million records, I lost Matt. When I sold 30 million records, I lost Luke. When I got the role for A Star Is Born, I lost Taylor. And she could add this because, you know, what I feel and what I've told people that have asked me about this situation is that growing up, men are known for usually being the breadwinners. And luckily in my household, I was never taught that. You know, my mom and dad both did equal things. Like, my dad would cook and my mom would do weeds outside. Or my dad would do weeds, my mom would be cooking. They both did laundry. They both cooked. They both cleaned. It was never like my mom does this and my dad only does that. It was never like that. So I was privileged enough to live in that type of household. But, you know, it's not always like that. So I feel like men take it as they should be the breadwinners. So when they're not, I feel like they get very envious. And I feel, I don't know if this is true, but I feel like that's what happens with her, with these relationships. Because the men are always probably looking at her like, I should be the one providing. Why are you always providing? So, but yeah, you know, Gaga is very strong. She's an Aries just like me. So I feel like she will get through this, and The love of her life will come one day. We have a loss in the fashion industry. Karl Lagerfeld, he passed away, and he was 85 years old. He was the, chair, I think, or CEO of Chanel. I love Chanel. Their cologne. I can't, afford their clothes or anything like that. But their cologne, I could afford a little, cologne. And I love their cologne. I get it for myself for my birthday for Christmas every year. And that's sad, though, A legend, people that create all this stuff, they really put a mark in this world. So when they're gone, it shows, So he has a cat. And now they're reporting that the cat might have the $200 million fortune that he left behind, which is something I would do. But, I'm keeping all of Carl's family in my prayers, or his friends, whoever. And, this is, it's unfortunate when people pass, when anybody passes. It's very, it's unfortunate. I wish everyone could just live for a long time, but, So some people pass, and some things pass too. Netflix has canceled Jessica Jones and Friends from College. I'm devastated. I'm disgusted, Netflix. Jessica Jones was amazing. Now, if anyone doesn't know what Jessica Jones is, it was a Marvel comic. Something that I don't read or into. I'm never into Marvel things. Not about that life. Here I go with the coughing. But this was, really an amazing show. So it's sad that it's gone. But, whatever. You can't cry over it. You just gotta let series disappear, because that's what I've learned. It's horrible, though. All right. Next, Kim K. Kardashian wore a Moogler dress. I always thought it was Moogler, but everyone's saying Moogler. I don't know. So now all these companies are copying it, and she's like, "Don't copy!" And everyone on Twitter is like, "Bitch, we're broke, so we'll let them copy all they want." And I'm just like, oh, Lord. I'm a mess. Can you tell this week I'm a disaster? This Sunday, this is my last thing I'm saying on this podcast, guys, is that this Sunday the Oscars are on, and there's a bunch of nominees, and, this really looks like a great show that we're going to have Sunday. Lady Gaga's performing. We have, oh my god, wait, you know what? We have a video of it. So yeah, we have Gaga and Bradley Cooper playing.
Gaga, Cooper, perform together live. Only on the Oscars, live Sunday, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific on ABC.
On ABC. Okay, I didn't even have to tell you when it was, where it was, where it is. So, I'm very excited. I'm having a party at my house. Everyone come over 6 p.m. for the red carpet. 8 o'clock the show. Wear your pajamas. I will see whoever Sunday. And if not, I will see you next week. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. My name's George. And thank you for listening to Social Blend. See you next week.